The Federal Reserve Board's Open Market Committee meets today here in Washington. It's widely anticipated that policymakers will lower interest rates again. Prior rate cuts seem to have done little to stimulate America's lagging economy. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The Federal Reserve has already lowered interest rates 9 times this year to their lowest level since 1964. But those cuts haven't stopped the economy from heading toward apparent recession. David Orr is chief economist with First Union Securities. He says the Fed's usual prescription for helping an ailing economy isn't working.
The reason we aren't seeing it is because we're having a different kind of business cycle. Since World War II, all of the business cycles have been led down by the interest-sensitive sectors of the economy, housing and motor vehicles. But in this instance, since they are not the areas that got weak, they can't come back. They can't drive the rebound.
Orr expects a half a point cut in rates, though other economists think it could be a more modest quarter of a point cut. Either way, though, Orr says the Fed has been doing its job. He says without recent cuts, the situation would be even worse.
People say it hasn't stimulated an upturn. Perhaps that's correct, but the housing market, in my mind, would not have held up the way it has, and that's been very helpful in cushioning the weakness that's developed in the business sector.
But the Fed faces an increasingly difficult challenge. The economy contracted in the third quarter, and the government said last week the nation's unemployment rate jumped to 5.4%, the biggest one-month increase in more than two decades. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.